Welcome to another edition of the PapaCast Golfcast. I'm Bob Papa. The 2017 PGA Tour Champion season gets underway. Four Seasons Hualalai, the Mitsubishi Electric Championship, a select field, a gorgeous setting, and we are looking forward to a great year on the PGA Tour Champions. 2017 is upon us, so I've got my Golf Channel comrades in arms. Throughout the course of the year, as you watch Golf Channel, you're going to see these guys performing magic on television. I've got Hall of Famer Lanny Watkins, John Mahaffey, Billy Ray Brown, and David Marr. And Lanny, I'll start with you. What a better setting than this to kick off the year?
Oh, Bob, this is great. The weather has always been good here. It is a spectacular resort. Golf course on a scale of 1 to 10 is a 12, and it always has been. It couldn't be any better. The players love coming here. They really can't wait to get here. And I'm anxious to see the year because we've got so many new faces coming out this year. A couple of them here this week, David Toms notably. So I think it's going to be a very exciting year.
Yeah, news broke earlier this week that Jose Maria Olazabal will make his PGA Tour Champions debut at the Allianz when the tour moves to the mainland Florida and starts in Boca Raton. And John Mahaffey, there's an influx of some new talent. Steve Stricker turns 50. We're going to get a chance to see him. He's a part of the American Family Insurance event that we have in Madison, Wisconsin, year number two for that. So there's a lot of positive vibes here with the tour.
Well, I think so, too. And Jerry Kelly's coming out. I think he's going to make a splash out here. He's a very consistent player. Lanny already mentioned David Toms. He's going to be a consistently good player. I think he's got a chance to really light it up out here. And Olazabal, I mean, it's going to be a fantastic year. You're going to have the usual suspects, though. You're going to have Langer there. You're going to have Montgomery. You're going to have some guys come out and play. I look maybe Michael Allen will have a little better year than he had last year. So, there's just so many scenarios that can happen this year, and they're all positive.
Billy Ray, what's the one thing that you're looking forward to this year?
You know, we talk about the young guys, and that's okay, the new blood coming out there. I'm so anxious to see if Langer can keep up pace. There's been a lot of question. Yeah, he's getting up there in age, and can he do it again this year? He just was named Player of the Year last night by his peers, which is the best honor because your peers voted on that. But more importantly, I'm the one that thinks that he's got a lot more left in him, not just a 1 year, but a couple more years. And I'm anxious to see if someone challenges. You know, Allen got off to a slow start year last year, as John said, but more importantly, you got someone like Woody Austin who got off to a fast start and kind of fizzled by the end of the year, and Langer plotted himself slowly but surely throughout there and ends up winning the Schwab Cup. But there's going to be guys that chase him, but the bang for my buck is Langer. See what he can do again.
Bernard Langer swept all the awards. So that, what better segue than the unadopted son of the Langer family, David Marr, to weigh in on Langer. Why is this man able to continue to perform at such a high level at an advanced age when you talk about professional golf?
Well, you mentioned advanced age. 55 used to be the glass ceiling for wins and really having any kind of dominance out here on this tour. Halerwin kind of shattered that, and Langer is the most recent, obviously, example of that. 59 years old when he won his unprecedented fourth Schwab Cup, eighth money title, fifth player of the year. No one's done any of those things before. But what Bernhard has is a supreme confidence in himself. He also has the rest of his life in great order at this point. We were sitting listening to his acceptance speech last night when he mentioned he had spent some time with his coach Willie Hoffman. The table next to us full of players said, oh great, he just spent some time with Hoffman, he's going to be even better than he was before. Then he mentioned that his family's here in town, so he's feeling comfortable. They groaned again. So when Bernhard has everything going on outside of the golf course totally in order, which he does right now, then he can focus on his game, which is legendary in terms of how focused he gets. I've talked to him about trying to win the Schwab Cup at 60 years old in a playoff format. Very difficult thing to do. He said, I know I'm going to be giving up length, but there are other parts of my game that I'm working on now to try and tweak, to try and put myself in a position where maybe my short game is a little bit better because I can't quite hit the ball as long as the others, so we'll have different clubs coming in, and still working on his putting, which has led this tour for a number of years since he's been out here for the past decade. So just constantly working to try and plan what's going to deteriorate in his game, then what can he do to try and bolster his success around that deterioration? And he's got a good plan for it.
Lanny, David mentioned the playoff. Last year was the first time that the PGA Tour champions had a playoff in the run-up to the Charles Schwab Cup. It seemed to energize a lot of people. They had some great venues. Your thoughts on a season-ending postseason?
I think it was very exciting, Bob. I think it added a great deal to this tour. I think it was only proper that Langer ended up winning the playoffs last year because he was leading by over $1 million going into him. So, in essence, it would have been a shame if he didn't go ahead and accomplish that. I think if we have a much closer money race going into the playoffs, I think, you know, if it gets down to a situation, we could have as many as five people heading to the last week with a legitimate chance to win. It's going to be very exciting. And the other thing that adds so much, we're playing outstanding venues, you know, in Country Club Virginia, then Sherwood Country Club, and then now the Schwab Cup has moved to Phoenix Country Club, where we used to hold the Phoenix Open back when John and I were playing out here a long time ago. And a lot of these players are very, very familiar with that golf course. Michael Allen's a member there, for example. So, you know, I think that in itself is going to add something to the end, going back to a course that these guys played on the regular tour. They always love that. So great venues at the end. I'm looking for another great year of playoffs. Should be fun.
John, your thoughts on the playoffs and some of the other names maybe that we haven't touched upon that, you know, we saw guys win last year. You know, Joe Durant plays fantastic golf. Billy Andrade seems to have himself in contention consistently. And we can just go on. And I want you guys to keep throwing out names here. But your thoughts on the playoffs and maybe some guys that are going to contend this year?
Well, I think the excitement that it generated last year just proved it's a smart thing to do. It keeps interest up at the end of the year, keeps the players' interest up at the end of the year, and I think it's great. I think we just saw last week that Woody Austin won a golf tournament, and I think that was shot 59 in the first round. So, you know, I think Woody Austin's ready to play. We talked a little bit about him. You talked about Billy Andrade. Joe Durant, we're talking about fairways, greens. If he's one of the best ever. And if his putting really comes into focus, then he's going to be a contender every single week. So, you know, and some of the rookies coming in got an excellent chance to do some work, some good work out here. So, yeah, I think it's going to be a terrific 2017.
Billy Ray, I'll pose that same question to you.
Well, I thought the playoffs were dynamic at the end. I thought the first two playoffs, to be quite honest with you, with Langer with such a big lead, it was almost like c'est la vie. You know, you knew he was going to take a big lead into the finals, and obviously the finals, anybody can win. The top five guys could have won. I thought it was like Lanny said, I'm glad that Langer finished it off. But when you get to other players, I think we're forgetting about Jimenez right now. He is going to be a little bit more dedicated to the PGA Tour Champions this year. And I think he's a player that if he plays plenty out there, he is going to have something to say about this Schwab Cup. But then you look at players last year who got their first win. Scott McCarron comes to mind right now because he hits it so long. Length plays a huge factor out here, especially on the par fives. And certainly he was able to make some adjustments in his putting technique. You know, that was a big question, how that was going to come off about the anchor putter. But I think you got to look at David Toms. I'm sorry. There's a lot of guys that come out with credentials that you say should win. Well, David has been competitive up to this point in time on the PGA Tour. I don't see David missing a step once he comes out here. Now, will it take him a while maybe to find his footing? Yeah, I think so. But you have a star-studded lineup, one in advance, but the rookies coming out, I think they'll still have a huge impact.
David?
I don't want to echo everything that Billy Ray said, but I was a skeptic to start as far as the playoffs were concerned. The Charles Schwab Cup points race really identified the best player on this tour for a decade. Why change to the playoffs? Well, the excitement showed, and Lanny said, the same guy who would have clinched it with two events left, Bernhard Langer, under the point system, went on and won it in the playoff system. So it was a great, exciting finish to this season. I'm converted as far as the playoffs are concerned. And when Billy Ray mentioned Miguel Angel Jimenez, I talked to him yesterday. He's going to be much more focused on how he plays out here, how often he plays out here. He's trying to get Olazabal to play more out here as well. I don't think Ali will play enough to be as significant a factor as he could otherwise be. But another dark horse who won Rookie of the Year is Paul Broadhurst. I asked him yesterday, why didn't you win more? With your success out here, why didn't you win more on the European Tour? I saw his name ebb and flow, and he said that was what my career, just ups and downs. But he said, now I'm playing better golf than I ever have before in my life. He wins at Carnoustie for the Senior Open Championship last year. He wins at Pebble Beach, two great venues. So he has a sky-high confidence in his game, and he could have the game also to be a real contender as far as the Charles Schwab Cup race.
So we're throwing a lot of names out here. And here's another name that we haven't even mentioned, who's a buddy of yours, Billy Ray, but Jeff Maggart. We haven't even thrown his name out there, and a guy that has proven that he can win out here and has the game for it.
Yeah, a couple of years ago, Jeff played exceptionally well and, you know, won, I think, four times in a couple majors out here. So he's definitely capable of it. The other guy I'm going to throw out that may be a dark horse and kind of interesting is Steve Stricker. He doesn't turn 50 until, I think, March. So he's not going to get a lot of starts, mainly because he's President's Cup captain. But if he were to play, I expect it. Let's say he gets half a dozen starts before the President's Cup and before then. And he will probably win enough money in those half a dozen starts to make the playoffs. He's that good a player. The ceiling last year was about $200,000 to make the playoffs. He should be able to do that. Now, he's the guy that, the kind of guy, the way he plays, could advance in every section of the playoffs, and all of a sudden by the third one really have a legitimate chance to take the whole thing down, and a guy that could come from out of nowhere. So that's one of the things I'm looking forward to.
About the six-week stretch down the end of the season right into the President's Cup, how much will Steve play? But certainly he'll win enough to get into the playoffs. Then he's got to go from the 72-person field to the 54-person field to the 36-person field. A lot of late-season play. If he gets a big President's Cup victory, he might be pumped and ready to go make a run. You're right.
You know, he's speaking Maggard by his own admission last year talking to me. You know, he spends a lot of time now in Hilton Head, South Carolina. He's got a boat, and he did not – focus at all. He said, I quit practicing. He said it was going to be a question. He didn't promise that he would put more time into it this year coming in through the offseason. So I'm interested to see if he did go to work. I haven't spoke to him yet this year. He's back home now, obviously back in Texas, but having the new boat and being down in Hilton Head took away from his job at hand, and he made a conscious effort to spend more time with his family. He said it hurt his golf game, but he had a lot of fun. So we'll see what Maggard comes up with this year.
John, for a couple of years, Fred Couples was the big draw out here. When he played an event, the galleries were bigger, the TV ratings were bigger. He's been dealing with a bunch of injuries, has not played regularly out on the PGA Tour Champions. But when you take a look at the fields that we're getting each week with this influx of new players, we're starting to get some new stars, maybe of a different level, but the quality of golf is fantastic, and I think as people experience it more and watch it on Golf Channel and pay attention to it, they're going to be pretty marveled at what they see, and it's not easy to come out here. There's a lot of guys that come out here and think, oh, they're turning 50, they're going to beat up on the older guys, and they learn a pretty fast lesson that it's not that easy.
Well, these are the same guys that beat them back on the PGA Tour, so that's not going to change a whole lot. But what you're talking about right now are some guys that we mentioned through this whole deal, all of us. These are guys, we're looking at guys that are really great putters, like Toms and Jimenez. When he gets it going, I don't think there's anybody who runs the table any more than he does. And Jerry Kelly's a pretty good putter. And you got some guys coming out here that's got an excellent chance just because of the putting. That's what I'm looking for. Also, guys that take it to the end, like Billy Ray mentioned, a guy that's continued to play all through his PGA Tour career and then comes out here and he sees and he's ready to go and he's excited to play. That's what David Toms is right now.
And Lanny, you always talk about the art of winning, and there's a reason why guys didn't win as much as they did on the regular tour, and sometimes those same pitfalls show up out here on the PGA Tour Champions.
Bob, there's no question. We have guys that just don't get the job done out here. They'll be in position. We saw it time and time again. We're almost kind of like, can this guy really close the deal this time or not? And we've seen a lot of that. That's what I do like about some of the guys coming out. Particularly David Toms, he's won 12, 13 times. He's won a PGA championship. I've seen him win a lot, and I did the Barbasol tournament last year on the regular PGA Tour. He was in the top five of that tournament contending all the way to the last day. So showed me and that was a very, very big golf course, like almost 7,400 yards long. We won't see any of those this on this tour, and this with his length and his accuracy off the tee, I just don't see David having any really down weeks. He's got a lot of game.
And that's one of the reasons why we see a guy like David Frost give himself a chance to win, right? Because the guy can putt. But then you look at a guy like Tom Lehman, who won the Schwab Championship, and we saw it right here on this 18th green, right behind as we're recording this right now. Last year, Duffy Waldorf on the final hole rolls in a 25-foot birdie putt to win. Lehman has a 15-footer to match, doesn't. We saw Lehman miss a big putt in Biloxi, missing out on a chance to tie David Frost. Can he get that putter back on the mend where he can contend again? I'll start with you, John, and we'll just go right around the table.
Well, I think he's worked on his putting over the years. I think he needs to come up with some kind of method that he does the same thing over and over again. If you don't do that, then you got the ball in a different position, you got your hands in a different position, you don't make the same stroke every time. He's got to come up with something, some kind of system that he puts the same way every single time, ball in the same position, so he hits the putt so he can see the line the same way every time. He doesn't do that.
Well, I agree with John, but in turn to that, just one more piece of the pie on that is that basically I think you see the same technique being used over and over again for him. He has not made a drastic change to try to do something, and I think he has to go back to the drawing board and just retool his putting stroke to something totally different, because he does play so well from tee to green right now. And I don't care how big of a player you are, a veteran player, you know how to win. Through time, when you start putting bad, it filters down through the rest of your game, and it plays head games with you. But I think he, if you're speaking of Layman, he has to retool everything. I saw that last week in Hawaii with Justin Rose, who's a, you know, the gold medalist, totally changed his putting because he putted so poorly, and he made a drastic change. He went to a totally different grip, totally different putter, totally different system, and he did that just to change things up. And I think Layman should do the same thing.
I'll let the PGA Tour winners talk about the mechanics of the swing and the putting stroke, and I'll talk about Tom's priorities. The last few years, it's been philanthropy and family and not as much out here on the golf course, so I think the results have suffered to a degree. He'd like to have a good year this year, he told me, competitively, but he's working with us in the broadcast booth during the second round on Friday, and I think he's got an eye towards what is he going to do next. Is broadcasting going to be something that he'd like to get into? Is it something that suits him well? So when you have split priorities out here with Langer and all the experienced players, and Stricker and all those new players coming up, it's a tough deal to do if you're not primarily focused and intensely focused on your Champions Tour career.
Lanny, you talked about length. A couple of years ago, we saw Kenny Perry just demolish golf courses and do it in majors and even take his game to the U.S. Open and play well there. And he put together some final round Saturdays and Sundays that were off the charts. It feels like he had lost a little bit of interest. We saw him last week at the Diamond Resorts Invitational in Orlando. Played well last week, got hot. Do you think Kenny Perry can make some noise as he did a couple of years ago where he's challenging for that Schwab Cup?
Yeah, I don't think there's any question ball striking wise he can get it done, Bob. We saw last week he's still got plenty of length. He hit a lot of quality iron shots. He's just got it. We got to see if his putting works. I mean, Kenny has always, throughout his career, been a streaky putter. When he's on, he's very good. When he's not, he's very bad. There's not a whole lot of middle ground. So he needs, you know, like Billy Ray was talking about Layman, you've got to have a theory or a different method. You've got to change things. I mean, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. I look at Layman sometimes. I'm surprised he's not a blithering idiot. But, you know, that's all he does. But, you know, and then Kenny Perry, in a lot of ways, the same thing. The only thing I ever see Kenny do is really change the width of his stance sometimes. Nothing drastic. So I'm just surprised, because I went through this in my career. I changed mine I went from a forward press to hands back and went to Phil Rogers, got a whole different method to putt. You go do, there are enough putting gurus around. Go to one of them and do something. I've never heard of either one of those guys doing that, and it's a shame to waste all their ball striking ability because they're not making putts.
All right, so just in wrapping up here, and I'll start with you, John. Do you think Langer will do it again? Do you think that he can do it again for another year in a row where he's as dominant as he's been and win the Charles Schwab Cup again? I mean, it's, look, the odds are in his favor considering the way the guy plays, but do you think someone finally gets him this year?
Well, let me kind of start off this way. I drove into Hualalai on Monday afternoon, about 4:30 in the afternoon. I look over at the 15th tee. There's Bernhard, Langer, and Terry. They're already playing a practice round. So he's getting prepared for everything. Heck yes, I think Bernhard Langer can do it. Get terrific attitude, and I think that's 99% of the whole deal. He's got terrific work ethic. He's got, his techniques are fantastic. He's got no weaknesses, and if he has a little bit of a blip, he fixes it, and I think he's got an excellent chance to repeat.
Billy Ray?
Well, if there's going to be someone dethrone Langer, it's going to be a player that has the ultimate year, the best year ever to dethrone him. And do I think he can do it again? No question. The guy's got every capable skill of doing it. But the guy, if he does, will have the year of his life to dethrone him.
Give me, John, I'm going to go back to you. Who's the guy that, in your opinion, could knock him down this year?
Actually, I think David Toms might. I think he's got a good enough chance. He's so excited about coming out here. He's got a great attitude. That's the whole deal. I love guys with great attitudes and guys that are terrific putters.
All right, Billy Ray, give me a name of somebody else that if he is to stumble or someone's to have that year of their career, who would it be?
I'm going with the young guy. I'm gonna sit there, and I think a guy like Scott McCarron, if he finds his putter, given his length, I think he's one of those young guns that can dethrone him.
All right, David, I know that you believe Langer can do it again. Give me a name of someone that you think, though, might challenge him and would be the name that could topple him.
If I can only give you one name, it would be Colin Jimenez. Colin Montgomery, who was runner-up the last 2 years. Montgomery, runner-up last 2 years. Jimenez has the game, going to play out here more. Either of those two guys, and in the playoff format, it's going to be tough for Bernhard at 60 years old to claim it again. He can, but if I had to choose, I could say the field is probably going to end up one of the guys out of the field. Colin Jimenez, those guys are going to be tough.
All right, Lenny, I know you love playing behind Langer in events. listen, we're all of agreement that there's no reason why he can't win this again, just based on his physical condition, his preparation, and everything else. But give me a name, one or two names of a player that you think could beat him this year.
Well, I mean, I think Langer can win this year. I don't think he's going to be as dominant. I think the tour has all of a sudden gotten deeper. So, I think he can win it, but I think that's why the playoffs this year are going to be so exciting, because it's going to be a lot closer. I understand what Dave was saying about Montgomery. Yeah, but he's going to have Billy Ray getting in his way too much, and that's going to distract him.
From four fairways away.
Yeah, exactly. I really like Jimenez. I think he's got a chance to get it done, although we saw some chinks in his armor at the Senior British. Did not handle it well down the stretch. Put all the weight of the Schwab Cup on it, he may falter. But I really like David Toms, like John Mahaffey was saying. David, his enthusiasm coming out here is unbelievable. He and his wife, Sonia, are so excited to be here. The other thing people diss sometimes, David has a son playing golf at LSU. And when your boys play golf and they look at you for still leadership and stability, David still wants to impress his kid that he's got it. Trust me. I know it. I've got boys myself. Toughest thing in the world is getting old and having your boys beat you. David has a little bit of pride there. I think he's going to do very, very well out here. I look for guys that can putt and keep it in play. David Toms drives it so straight that he's going to have more chances and more irons to go at flags with shorter clubs than he has in a while. I just think that's a great, great match.
Boys, appreciate it. All right, let's go to work. That's Lanny Watkins, John Mahaffey, David Marr, Billy Ray Brown joining us on this edition of the Papa Cast Golf Cast.